Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. We're so excited to have you a part of this podcast every single week. We are committed to pouring into leaders, and it is our desire that every single week you tap into this space because we believe that iron sharpens iron. Thank all of you so much for your support and sharing this podcast with as many people as you can. It is our hope to reach a million people who are leaders, evolving leaders, emerging leaders. I am grateful and thankful just for the opportunity to be able to pour into you. Listen, I want to make certain that you stay connected with me and make certain that you follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. Make sure you do that also as you are following me. Go to my website at josephwalker3.org. I've got a slew of books that I've written on leadership, and you can also find out where I'll be when I'll be in your area. And of course, many of you who inquire often on me coming to do workshops and to speak in your area, you can do that from that page, and we appreciate it in advance and look forward to all those things aligning the right time. Listen, I'm so passionate about leadership that we dedicate our time to do this every single week because I really want to see you become the leader God has for you to become. Saying that, I think it's important as we begin to continue to curate this podcast that many of you who are being blessed by it, let us know. So in the comments of my Instagram, let me know if you're being blessed by this particular podcast. Now, my wife and I have a wonderful YouTube channel. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I want you to go over there and check it out. I want you to subscribe as well, because as leaders, it's important that we continue to get as much content that is positive, that can help us with marriage and family and parenting and just vision. We talk about it all, and I promise you it'll bless you. Finally, I want to extend an invitation for you to be a part of Next Level Leader Book Club. There it is. Next Level Leader Book Club is for you. It's an opportunity for you to grow with us as we continue to read. And we call it a catalog of consciousness as we get books that will enhance us as leaders. And so I hope that you will be a part of that. I promise you, it will be a blessing. Okay, so today, let's talk about mastering the moments you don't know what to do. This is about a leadership curve, a learning curve. One of the things that you will discover, that there will be moments in which you are thrust into something and you honestly don't know what to do. It happened to me when I first started pastoring. I was theoretically proficient. I knew all the book stuff, but I had never pastored. So practically, it was on the ground training in real time. It's also important to know that even when I became presiding bishop of Full Gospel, I did not know what to do. So I had to learn quickly. The learning curve was short. For many of you who are leaders, you often are given opportunities that other people are not given because of your ability to think critically, to strategize, to galvanize people, to raise money, whatever it is. You are a leader for a reason, and people choose you. They keep choosing you, but just because people choose you for a particular area does not mean that you absolutely know what you're doing in that specific area. So what do you do? How do you master those moments when you don't know what to do? Well, the first thing I want to tell you is you have to embrace teachability over titles. I want you to write that down. Embrace teachability over your title. Though you have the title, the position, always put yourself in a position where you are teachable. Finding mentors, finding people that can pour into you, finding ways in which you can grow. And this is incredibly important, right? Because the moment you stop becoming teachable is the moment you stop growing. Every leader, the reason why you tune in every week to this podcast, because you're trying to grab hold to strategies and principles that can help you be a better leader. So regardless of your title, doesn't matter if you're CEO, CFO, COO, apostle, bishop, prophet, evangelist. It doesn't matter, right? If you're president, vice president, chancellor, or whatever your position may be, it is incredibly important that you maintain teachability, that you are an eternal student. Thing that I've learned about successful people and leaders who do it well, they are eternal students. Here's the next thing. The difference between what's urgent, and this is important, is understanding, watch this, knowing how to begin with wisdom. When you know something is urgent, you don't move in your emotion, you move in wisdom. Let me say it again. Though something may be urgent, do not react. Do not get to a point where you're just reacting to something. Seek wisdom that you can properly respond to it. Wisdom is the principal thing, and it is something that Solomon asked for. When Solomon was given a blank check, a blank opportunity to get anything he wanted, he asked, Lord, give me wisdom to lead your people. Often as leaders, you are constantly in the midst of a bunch of acute decisions. Things are happening fast, urgent, this and that and that. But always pause, Selah, breathe, and seek divine wisdom. What is the way you would have me go, Lord? Direct me to the right people that can speak wisdom, who've been in these situations before, that I'm not necessarily responded, but I've got to know what it means to truly, truly begin in wisdom. All right? So that's going to be important. Using wisdom in making decisions when you don't know what to do. The point is, there's a difference in not knowing what to do and not knowing how to do it. If I learn how it's supposed to be done, then when I learn what to do, I know how to apply it with wisdom. Does that make sense? All right. Here's number three. Whew. Always remember, not knowing does not mean failure. Not knowing does not mean that you have just completely flunked, or you know, you're no longer worthy of this opportunity. Not knowing is actually the place where you can be honest about your need for wisdom. The acknowledgement that I don't know helps you become a better leader. What I've learned, it's better to say I don't know and try to get help, seek guidance from others who do know, rather than be so caught up in my own hubris, pride, and act like I know something I do not. I can cause damage to the organization, damage to people, damage to myself. So what's incredibly important, that you make certain that you give yourself permission to say, I just don't know. I have seen people, and you have to just create these incredible answers, long, drawn out, very fancy kind of answers to questions, in which when they got through speaking, it was clear that the initial inquiry that they were presented with, they'd never answered it because they just didn't know. So it's important to know this, and I want to lean in on this for a little bit, the difference between ignorance and inexperience. See, inexperience means I've not necessarily had opportunity to do this as often as I would like. Ignorance is I simply am not aware, or I do not know how this thing should go. One of the things that I think is important is never step into something without the proper experience to get it done. Never surround yourself with people and put them in positions of leadership or very delicate positions who have not proven their ability over time to get a thing done. That's why it's important. Experience matters. Sometimes you go through various things and you don't realize you're being prepared. You're being prepped for the thing that you have to get better to do. So be very clear, ladies and gentlemen, there's a difference between ignorance and inexperience. Just because I do not know doesn't mean I don't have any experience in trying. Got it? All right. Now, once again, I'm going to lean in back onto these mentors. You got to leverage these relationships. You got to read. And you got to pray for learning tools, that God would give you more opportunities to learn and grow in your particular area that you're trying to become an expert. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. Next level leader, hear me. Always put yourself in a position where you can be mentored, where you can be given books. I give my mentees books all the time. Read this, read that.
Keep reading. Keep pouring into yourself. Amazing things will happen when you understand the power of that. All right? Got it? All right. Here's number six. Leading while learning. Staying honest with your team. Being honest with your people, saying, we're going to get that together, guys. Just because I'm a supervisor, just because I'm the boss, doesn't mean I know everything. I like to surround myself with people who can become a collective gathering of influence and intelligence and strategy, because these are the people that help me become better. You always, as a next level leader, don't want to ever be the smartest person in the room. I have seen this. Well, you're trying to showboat. Don't always be the smartest person in the room. Understand that God gives you a team, and learn how to lead while you learn. Learn what they're saying. Learn how they're dealing with certain things. You'd be amazed at how that will be a blessing in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to just take a moment here and help you understand something. I want you to hear my heart. One of the things that I've learned about leadership, right, is that you will never know it all. And it takes a great deal of humility to acknowledge that and to put yourself in a position where you can be teachable, you can learn from a situation, and you can grow from a situation. I think that it's incredibly important for leaders to understand that when we lead, we must be in a position that we are teachable, that we are growing, that we are learning something new every single day. As a leader, what I'm trying to do out here is I'm trying to make myself better. My goal is, how can I become a better leader in this area? How can I become a better leader in this area? And then put myself in a position where the resources are available to build me up in those particular areas. That's how you become a next level leader. That's how you know that God is dealing with you and putting you in positions because you are hungry for knowledge, you are growing. Ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to get this because I'm passionate about it, man. I'm so passionate about this. Can I tell you something? As we go back and think about what we've learned today about embracing teachability over titles, you know, we talked about, you know, really how you have to not respond to acute situations, not react, but learn how to respond. Take your time, breathe. Watch how God will speak to you and give you wisdom in the midst of those urgent matters of your life. Just because you fail doesn't mean you're a failure. And then understanding how to leverage relationships, leverage these books, leverage these relationships, because relationship capital matters. Then also, leading while learning. I want to always be downloading something, a new article, a new book, a new conversation. Always be the eternal teacher. It will yield huge dividends in your life. Here's the final thing I want you to get, is that God doesn't require perfection, just progression. God never asked us to be perfect, but he did ask us to continue to move, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching those things which are ahead. What I believe is important now more than ever is that you continue to move forward, that you continue to thrive as a leader. Understand this, ladies and gentlemen, nobody's going to give it to you. Nobody is going to just come to your rescue. You've got to keep thriving, keep pushing, and keep going. And you got to believe. You truly have to believe as you are moving forward in the things that God has called you to do. You got to believe that even if I don't understand how to do this completely, even if I may not know all the particularities of this role that I'm in, I'm a born leader. And I'm going to emerge and evolve into that person where I'm going to figure this out. Here's the deal. I want you to hear me. Figure it out. Figure it out. If you are a leader, you don't complain and lament. You figure things out. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to spend some time saying, you know what? How can I learn this and learn that? How can I learn this and learn that? That's what I've learned to do. I've just tried to figure things out. And I've embraced the help that's come along, that's helped me become a better person and a better leader. See how all that works together, guys? Man, I'm just so passionate about this. And I want to see you win. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for just spending this time with me today on this podcast. You have no idea how much it means to watch how you are evolving, how you are growing. I am excited about your future. I'm excited about everything that God is doing in your life. And I want you to stay connected to me. Make sure, please, follow me, Joseph Walker 3. Let's go. Instagram. Let me know that you're being blessed. Let me know. Give me your comments, your thoughts. And then make certain that you absolutely acknowledge all the extraordinary things. Watch this. That you have already accomplished. That you've already accomplished. Pat yourself on the back and stop beating yourself up over the stuff you don't know. That's what I'm talking about. That's how we grow as next level leader. Don't be so hard on yourself on what you don't know. Thank God for the stuff you do and keep moving forward. Does that make sense? All right. Well, that's our time, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you so much for spending this time with me, and I want to thank you for being a next level leader. And I certainly give God glory for your life. Until next time, I want to thank you. Let me know you were blessed. Peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.